So I think like all of us, my heart is confused. My brain is spinning. I look at the news of the week, and I see what happened in Santa Fe, Texas. Another killed before they even had a chance to do their life. Look at what's happening in Israel and Gaza. I see the violence there. I see this feels like we're all being torn apart. I feel like the world is breaking in ways that I don't understand and I don't comprehend. And I see what happens in the election in Iraq, and I'm very aware of a world that feels totally conflicted and out of control is North Korea, and it feels like they're going to back out of even having a conversation with President Trump, and where we have this amazing audience, where people around the world tune in to hear one of the most beautiful sermons that I've ever listened to in my life, and the idea of the power of love and the power of the Spirit of God as the Spirit moves through us and calls us to a way of being that is other than. And I find myself, like Paul says to the Christians there at Rome, it's like, wow, I don't even know how to pray as I ought. I don't even know what to pray for. Sometimes I feel so overwhelmed by everything. Your family and the Rudy family, and you know, we're celebrating and telling wonderful stories about Carol, and then going to see Inez in the hospital, and very worried about her, and you know, holding her life and the preciousness of this family. We were to see Karen's mom, and Karen's mom is not doing well, and she turns 99 this week, and it's okay to not do well when you're turning 99, But you know, my heart, it just feels full, and it feels empty, and it feels frightened, and it feels tense, and I want to step in with words of wisdom, and I want to come up with a solution that's going to fix everything, and Gina and Janet picked me up yesterday and drove me down to Presbytery. They went down today. They're driving down to Salt Lake area to spend time with Preston and to celebrate their love and that family. But they picked me up and they were talking to me about the wedding. You know, I can't believe people actually got up at 3 a.m. Or whatever time it was to tune in to this place of hope in the world, where it's just two people and they just love each other and they're having a ceremony and hundreds of millions of people wanted to watch and be part of that story. Just a little way to be part of that story. So they pick me up and they drive me down to, it seemed like we spent a lot of time arguing and disagreeing and fighting with each other. And now it's like, wow, you go there and it's just a sense of people really love one another. It's just this community gathered where we hold each other in prayer and there wasn't a single place where you could have a fight. Well, there was one little place where I tried, and we're kind of looking through the stuff that we all need to know. They're reporting on the budget. You know, the Presbytery's got quite a lot of money now, and they're trying to do things to empower churches to grow and thrive. But money's not Presbytery so far this year. It's about $6,000-$7,000. And I know that, thanks to David Dodd, I'm not talking bad about David. I'm just saying that David is a very, very stubborn man. And David, whenever we've had the conversation about, well, maybe we shouldn't be so generous to Presbytery, and David would always say, you know what? We ask people to tithe to the church. We're going to tithe to our church. And, you know, it's kind of stuck with us. But I would wager that Lakewood Presbyterian Church is the largest contributor of voluntary funds to the Presbytery. Because we come together, you know, and we put our money in the offering, and 10% of what we put in there, we send off to the church that supports us, that we support, because we believe that that's what we do. So I was feeling pretty proud, and I was going to say, well, how come nobody's doing that? And then I thought, you know, I don't need to do that. But I felt good. It felt really good in my heart to know that we are a congregation that is amazingly generous. A little earlier in the week, I got a note from Jim about the check we sent to the Emergency Food Network. And we managed to raise something over $1,500 for the Hunger Walk, you know. And you think 1,500 times 12, somebody's probably better at math than I am, but that's a lot of money that we sent forward to supply food to people who are hungry. Because we just, I mean, look around, we're up, and sometimes we agree, and oftentimes we don't. And, you know, it's always kind of fun on the Sunday morning to watch people try to get in fights over across the table, and we kind of have this all going on, and there's just this deep sense of love. But so I'm proud of who we are at the presbytery meeting, and I'm proud of who we are there. And then the presbytery meeting continues, and there's more conversation about the budget. And then Carrie, our stated clerk of presbytery, she makes a comment about, she's just trying to explain to people what's going on, and she says, well, you know, Mary McGonigal are bringing in about an extra $12,000 a year, that's going to help to offset our debt, you know. And so I'm thinking, wow, it's Mary, but I'm taking pride in it because Mary's part of this community, of our community, and here she is, and Mary's doing this really lovely thing. Empowers each one of us to live our lives in ways that we help people out, you know. So I love what you do for presbytery, but I love what you do for every single person that you work with, because I know that you're a person of integrity and people can trust their lives and their future to you. And that's part of coming out of being part of this whole bunch of people who don't know what they're doing but yearn to be as God would invite us to be. And then the thing goes on, and then they have, God, this bunch of, I don't know, it must have been 10 young people with the camp in a kind of volunteer capacity. And they come up and they talk about what's going on at Camp Soundview. And they are showing all these photos of trails being cleared and of buildings being revamped, and about we're hearing about all of these different organizations and entities that are trying to find their way into use of the camp, and people are just so grateful that we didn't close the camp down when we showed up a couple years ago to intercept a meeting that was made specifically to shut down Camp Soundview, and we kind of showed up in force, and we organized Lakewood Presbyterian Church, huge in organizing the energy to show up to say, no, this is not what we feel is God's will for us. And so the fact that Camp Soundview is still Camp Soundview has a lot to do with us. And then they invited Kurt Sample, and he's one of us. You know, and I got to tell you, I know that pride is a sin, but I was just so proud of, you know, Mary and our giving and Kurt, and then we chartered Emoja. Emoja is now it is its own church within the Presbytery of Olympia. And you know, they got up and there were numerous people from Emoja who were there, and we were celebrating. You know, for a long time we've been watching churches go away. But now we have this church. It's a brand new church, and it's full of energy and hope and love. And Emoja would not be Emoja if Lakewood Presbyterian Church hadn't said, yeah, come on in. There's room here for you. We will do whatever we can do to make it possible for you to be the people of God in this community, and for you to welcome the refugees, and for you to provide support within the community that needs support. And you know, I was really touched by the ways in which we as a congregation have prayed without knowing what chapter 21. In fact, it's not chapter 1. In fact, it's chapter 2. But gosh, isn't it great when things go sideways and we actually have to back up and say, so what did you mean? Help me to know what you meant. Help me to know how to hear what's in your heart. not what I'm hearing in the words that I believe I hear you speaking. Can we step back from our judgments? Can we open up to the possibility of love that is ours in Christ? So I was kind of with that yesterday. We went down and spent the evening. We had dinner with some good friends down in the Portland area. And I was just kind of touched by the way, just one person at a time, one conversation at a time, life moves forward and life opens up. And in ways, most in our world. And when Gina and Janet picked me up yesterday, the first thing they say is, "Guy, you got to hear this sermon that was spoken at the wedding." And so and then someone at the gathering last night told me that this sermon was just amazing and you needed to hear that. So this morning I went ahead and tapped on it. And Michael Curry, Bishop Curry, kind of quoting off of Martin Luther King Jr. and quoting off of the gospel of Jesus Christ, talked about the power that moves the world and how our lives are different because we have managed to harness fire, the chemical reaction, releasing carbon. Got that one down. But he spoke again with the words of King and asked about, imagine what would happen to our world if we could ignite the fire of love and allow the world to be transformed by the love of God. When the Spirit showed up to the apostles, fearfully gathered in the upper room, engendering their hearts and engendering their hopes, and moving them beyond who they thought they were to who they could be in Christ. And the world changed. And the world changes each time one of us finds a way to allow that fire that is the Spirit, as the Spirit prays with us and sighs too deep for words, and even though we can't get our minds around all the confusion of any given day, the Spirit of God is with us, the Spirit of God is faithful to us, and the Spirit of God calls us to just do what we do, and that's enough. Why not pray like Paul? Just tell the love of Jesus, and that's enough. Let us pray. Lord, thank you that you did not leave us abandoned. You did not leave us orphaned. You did not go away to some remote heaven, but you came to us in Pentecost, and you opened our hearts, and you opened our lips, and you opened our voices, that we were able, with all of the news and all of the fear and all of the anxiety that is ours each day, and open us again, that we may receive you, that we may hold tenderly the love that you give to which we live. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.